Hi everyone, welcome to the first edition of Manzi's Magic. Well, I had pre-recorded some stuff in my car one day, and it was all positive stuff. Well, just like my article that I wrote a couple weeks back, it did not age well, as the magic have struggled as of late, we'll call it that, sitting at 11-21, fourth in the division. After such a hot start, it seemed like this would never be the case. And, well, it sure has. And numerous things have accounted for that, from defense to injuries to just poor performance all around. Let's just go ahead and dive in. I'd like to start with the injuries. First of all, I apologize for the sound quality. I am in an enclosed space here at work. The acoustics are not what I'd like them to be, but this is the only place I can record right now. RIP laptop at home. Injuries. So you've got Evan Fournier, who's been out for a good while now with an ankle injury. You've had good old Jonathan Isaac, first round pick, who's been has a nagging ankle injury. You have also Terrence Ross, who's been out. And I mean, just looking at that list right there, that's awful. I mean, that's sad. These poor guys are injured as heck. Aaron Gordon's been at battling injury. Aaron Aflalo's been at battling injury. I mean, at one point during the season, it was Elfrid Payton and DJ Augustine were both out, and we had Shelvin Mack starting at point guard. And obviously, you can't blame everything on injury because, you know, you should have a solid bench, yada, yada, yada. But goodness gracious, what a string of bad luck, basically. So with Terrence Ross out, Jonathan Simmons has been playing more in the starting role, which he's been wishy-washy, kind of taking the ball and just dribbling too much and trying to make too much out of it. Kind of like what Terrence Ross did when he first arrived in Orlando last year to prove that, you know, I can be that go-to guy. With Fournier out, we've seen Aflalo being injured, we've seen a ton of Hezonja, which, as you all know, that makes me very excited. Sorry about that, a video just started playing. The inconsistency there is my problem. I mean, let's just go with his last five games. Saturday at Atlanta, played 31 minutes and scored 7 points. Sure, he had 6 boards, but he also had 5 fouls. You can't do that. Wednesday against the Clips, played 35 minutes and had 17 points. Again, not great, not terrible. I mean, 17 points, that's respectable for how bad our offense is. Portland, he played only 21 minutes, didn't make a field goal, and had 4 points on free throws. Then he had the game of his career against Detroit. Went 10 of 18 from the field, 8 of 12 from behind the arc for 28 points. Had 6 boards and 2 assists, 3 steals. That was a heck of a game. And then last night, I'm recording on 12/21, by the way, Thursday. He was 5 of 10 from the field with 12 points. Obviously, that makes me excited. But, you know, we're still looking for more. In the last 10 games, he's averaging 9 points a game and 4 rebounds, basically. So, I can't blame him too much. But the second unit is just terrible. I mean, just god-awful. If you go with healthiness, you got Elf, Simmons, Fournier, Gordon, Vooch. You're throwing out DJ Augustine, who can shoot, but can't really play defense. Hezonja, same thing, can't play defense. Isaac can play defense, but with him being hurt, you throw out Kem Birch and Wundu and stuff like that, you know, still unproven guys. And then you have Biombo, who can't shoot the ball to save his life. and has slow feet, so that just ruins everything. I mean, it is so rough watching this team play right now. I mean, ugh, it almost makes me ill because I love these guys, but I mean, losing to the Nuggets, the Hawks, Clippers, Trailblazers, Pistons, Bulls, all these teams, you know, looking at the beginning of the year, all these wins, easy. Maybe the Trailblazers give you a little trouble, but no, we scored 88 points against them. You look at the stats right now, we're averaging 105.7 points per game, 13th in the league. Yeah, that's not bad, sure. But we're also allowing 110, which is 27th in the league. It's just, come on, fellas. That's just bad. 11 and 21. Just, it's time. It's time to trade Vooch. I love him to death. Dude can't play a lick of defense. He can shoot. Though he went, you know, 0-for from beyond the arc last night. But hey, he's still learning, you know, his outside game. Whatever. It's time. I love him. I love Elf, too. I think he'd get rid of both of them. What do I know, though? I just... You look at the schedule coming up, and you got New Orleans tomorrow, at Washington, at Miami, back home versus Detroit, and close out the year versus Miami. Are we going to win any of those games? I mean, Anthony Davis is probably going to have a field day. John Wall, of course. Miami Dragic always beats us. And then... back at home versus Detroit, who beat us last time with just ridiculous crap. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm kind of just going off on a tangent here. I'm disappointed. You know, you shouldn't start off so hot and then just go so ice cold the way you did. And it's a long season. Obviously, you want to get your evaluation, though, right around Christmas time. And, well, hell, it's December 21st. This is Christmas time, so here comes another video. I apologize if you hear this. I'm going to try and pause it as soon as I can. Oh, I think I did. Yeah. Nope, I didn't. Whatever. Okay. I hate Subway commercials. Let me just find something here from Zach Lowe from ESPN. He, I think, wrote something about Elfrid Payton that I think was good. Here we go. Why the Magic have sunk like a stone on defense, even before the wave of injuries. And he mentions how it can all be Jonathan Isaac, who was fantastic on that second unit defensively. But they don't foul. They don't allow an alarming number of offensive boards or a ton of points in transition, but it's Elfrid Payton. He has the length and athleticism to be a help and recover menace, but it's really hard to play free safety in the NBA. You have to think one step ahead of the offense. He's not doing that. He's chasing birds. He's losing focus on both ends of the ball. It's just... what do we get? What do we get? Do we draft? Do we go through another year of this crap? I don't know about you, but I'm over it. And I'm over my time limit as well. I just wanted to do something quick. I apologize, I'm probably boring you, but we're closing in on the 10-minute mark, so I just wanted to leave you all with that. I'm disappointed in the way this team is playing right now. I want to see improvement on both ends of the floor. Put more Mario in if you need to. But, you know, biased me is going to say that every time. But, yeah, thanks for listening. I hope to do more of these soon. I just want to make sure that people actually care about Magic basketball like I do. So, thank you all for listening. Have a Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year.